Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented in this podcast is for educational purposes only and not intended to treat or diagnose any condition. Please contact your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. And today's topic is onions. And we all have eaten onion in some shape or form. We have used onion in our foods. We have eaten onion raw. We have onions in our burgers. And so let's look at some of the health benefits of this onion. And information is taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods. So the onion, like garlic, is a member of the lily family, and there are numerous forms and varieties of onions as they are cultivated worldwide. Common varieties are white globe, yellow globe, red globe, and green. With globe onions, the part used in the fleshy bulb, like with green onions, both the long slender bulb and the green leaves are used. Onions differ in their size, color, and taste. There are two main types of large globe-shaped onions: spring, summer, and storage onions. Spring, summer onions are grown in warm weather climates and have a characteristically mild or sweet taste. Included in this group are the Walla Walla, Vidalia, and Maui sweet onions. Storage onions are grown in the colder weather climates and after harvesting are dried out for a period of several months, during which they attain dry, crisp skin. They generally have a more pungent flavor and are usually named by their color, white, yellow, or red. The Spanish onion is an example of a storage onion. Smaller onions also come in many types, such as green onions or scallions, which include chives, leeks, and shallots, and the pearl onion. Onions originated in Central Asia from Iran to Pakistan and the northward into southern part of Russia. Onions have been reversed throughout time, not only for their culinary use, but also for their therapeutic properties. In fact, as early as the 6th century, onions were used as a medicine in India. Although onions were popular with ancient Greeks and Romans, they were often dressed with extra seasoning since many people did not find them spicy enough. Yet it was their pungency that made onions popular among poor people throughout the world who could freely use this inexpensive vegetable to spark up their meals. Onions were a key component in cuisines of many European countries during the Middle Ages and were even served as a breakfast food. Early explorers to North America, including Christopher Columbus, brought onions to the Western Hemisphere. The leading producers of onions today are China, India, the United States, the Russian Federation, and Spain. Onions are a very good source of vitamin C and B6, biotin, chromium, and dietary fiber. In addition, onions are a good source of folic acid and vitamins B1 and K. A 3.5 ounce, which is 100 grams, servings provide 44 calories, mostly as complex carbohydrates, with 1.4 grams of fiber. Onions contain a variety of organic sulfur compounds that provide health benefits. Like garlic, onions also have the enzyme alanase, which is released when an onion is cut or crushed, causing the conversion of trans-S-cysteine sulfuride to the so-called lacrimatory or crying factor, propanthenyl S oxide. Other constituents include flavonoids, primarily quercetin, phenolic acid, such as elagic, caffeic, synaptic, and P. comaric stenols, saponins, pectins, and volatile oils. That was a mouthful. Although not nearly as valued a medicinal agent as garlic, onions has been used almost as widely. Onions possess many of the same positive effects as garlic. There are, however, some subtle differences that makes one more advantageous than the other for certain conditions. And if you want to know the effects or the medicinal effects of garlic, you can go back and listen to that podcast. Like garlic, clinical studies have shown onions and onions extract to decrease blood lipid levels, prevent clot formation, and lower blood pressure. Onions have also been shown to have a significant blood sugar lowering action comparable to that of the prescription drug tolbutamide and fenformin, which are often given to diabetics. The active blood sugar lowering principle in onion is believed to be allopropyldiflocide, or they call it APDS, although other constituents such as flavonoids may play a significant role as well. Experimental and clinical evidence suggests that APDS lowers glucose by competing with insulin for breakdown sites in the liver, thereby increasing the lifespan of insulin. Other mechanisms such as increased liver metabolism of the glucose and increased insulin secretion have also been proposed. Onion has historically been used to treat asthma too, as according to the research. Its action in asthma is due to its ability to inhibit the production of compounds that cause the bronchial muscle to spasm and to relax the bronchial muscle. In addition, an onion extract was found to destroy tumor cells in test tubes and to arrest tumor growth when tumor cells were implanted in rats, according to the research. The onion extract was shown to be unusually non-toxic, since one dose as high as 40 times that of the dose required to kill a tumor cell had no adverse effect on the host. In addition, shallots have been shown to exhibit significant activity against leukemia in mice, according to the research. The liberal use of the allium species, including garlic, leeks, and onion, appear particularly indicated considering their healing effects for major disease processes such as atherosclerosis, diabetes, and cancer that are dominant today. That is according to the research. Now, onions have been eaten on their own, either steam or boil, although some people do eat it raw, sweet onions like apples. So onion has been used for over the years. People have cooked them, eat them raw, and cook them in a variety of ways. So when it comes to safety, onions contain small amounts of oxalate. Individual with a history of oxalate containing kidney stones should avoid over-consuming of onions. And this is Dr. Rhonda Herbert with Healthy Focus. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to treat or diagnose any health condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, and also you can take the free health evaluation that is on the website. We have just updated our website, and you can also subscribe to Healthy Focus newsletter. Look at the videos and read our articles. Also, you can download a copy. You can download our app from your mobile store, Health Dove Inc. You can download our app and take us with you. You can listen to the radio station and all of that good stuff. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and you've been listening to Healthy Focus. I'll see you in another episode.
Thank you for listening to Healthy Focus. I would love to hear from you. Send an email to healthdove@hotmail.com. That's healthdove@hotmail.com. Visit our website at healthdove.com. That's healthdove.com. Listen to Health Dove Radio by downloading the app from your mobile app store, or listen to our station at the website, the iTunes Internet Radio, or TuneIn.com. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Join me again next week for another episode of Healthy Focus.